兄姐妹们平安。我每次从那里出来，都是帮新郎新娘证婚的时候才出来。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Every time I come out of that door behind me, it's always because of a wedding ceremony.
只不过今天这个喜事一点也不输别人结婚哈。
But this day, this night of celebration, doesn't fall short of any wedding ceremony.
这是我，你们可能要把我麦克风调大一点。这是我从疫情以来第一次戴着口罩讲道。
Ever since the pandemic started, this is the very first time I preach with a mask on.
因为几天前我跟师母都确诊。
A few days ago, both Pastor Nancy and I were tested positive.
但是神让我快速的恢复所有症状。一天之内全部退掉了。
And the Lord has healed me miraculously. Within a day, all the symptoms were gone.
然后我今天出门前五点半之前做了一次检测，它整个就明显的转阴了，所以我可以很放心的站在这里跟你们讲话。
This evening before I came, I took another test and to see that the effects is drastically diminished. So I feel comfortable coming here and sharing with you.
但是我照着 CDC 的规定，我还是戴着口罩在你讲哈。但是机会难得，你们都碰上了。
And according to CDC guidelines, I'll still keep my mask on as I preach to you, and this is a rare opportunity.
就跟我前一阵子跟弟兄姊妹讲，你们从前要看我的留存在，要赶快看，将来到天上，我俊得很。
I've said this oftentimes that if you want to see this tumor or this residual of the tumor on my face, you got to look at it now because in heaven you won't see it anymore. I'll be very handsome.
我们非常感谢主，在疫情这样子还是蔓延的时候，有这么多弟兄姊妹，不管在现场。在线上一起参加这样子的聚会。
And we thank the Lord that as we are still going through this time of the pandemic, that we have so many people who are gathering here on site and many brothers who are calling in online.
虽然我知道大会主席约瑟刚刚已经帮我们谢谢过讲员，但是这三位讲员，我真的要重新谢谢哈。黄志佳老师他一直是我们属灵的导师前辈。
Pastor Joseph already thanked all the guest speakers who are here. I want to take this opportunity again to thank each and every one of you.
Brother Ernest, 还有 David, 他们都从远处飞机过来，真的非常感动。
Every one of them took a very long journey to be with us. We are moved. We thank them.
我们希望这三天的聚会，到明年我们可以恢复从前四天了啊。
And we pray that next year we'll be able to restore and go back to 4 days of conference.
Yeah, 因为这样子的聚会，我觉得对我们每一个人，都是一个很，怎么讲，一个很好的提升跟恢复啊。
And I think it is a wonderful time for us to come and be revitalized and be lifted up one more time.
你会不会跟我太近了？
I'm okay. I'm alright.
Okay.那我们今年定的题目叫做蜕变与突破。
The theme for the conference this year is transformation and breakthrough.
我想不光是在这一段的时间里面，好像疫情把大家压得蛮久的，我们很希望有一个突破。
And I think, yes, because the pandemic, a lot of us is under the pressure of it, we want to have a breakthrough.
而且在疫情的期间里面，好像每一件事情都变得受到限制慢了，好像我们生命里面、生活里面都有停滞的现象。
It feels like we're under limitation in many, many areas of our lives to the point where it feels like there's stagnation.
但是这个题目不是只是因为疫情而要讲这个题目。
And I want to let everyone know it is not simply because of the pandemic that we chose this particular thing.
因为属灵生命这个成长上的停滞或者碰到瓶颈。是我们一生之久都会发生的。
Because for all the days of our lives, we will encounter times where we come to the place where we feel our growth, our progression is stagnant. We come into a bottleneck.
我们只能说，目前的这些环境，强化了它，甚至恶化了它。
What we can say is that our current circumstances has re-emphasized or at least strengthened the state that we're in.
这一方面的操练学习是我们一辈子要学的，一辈子要面对的挑战。
What we're going to learn is something that we have to learn for the rest of our lives, something that we have to face a challenge for.
所以在我负责的这两堂里面，我写了一个前言，我们一起稍微看一下。
In the message, the two messages that I prepared, I provided a foreword. I'd like to ask everybody, let's look through it together.
如果忘了我所有讲的，至少前言记得也很好了。
And if you will forget everything that I say during this conference, if you remember these foreword, it would be very, very good.
这里讲到基督是我们的生命，这是整个基督教信仰的核心。
The Christ is our life, is the core of the Christian faith.
这个中文英文怕你们不好看哈，所以我干脆一口气照着 slide 把它念完，你也跟着念好了哈。基督是我们的生命，是基督徒信仰的核心，一切救恩的真理、经历与见证都离不开这个核心的真理。从对不起哈，我还是看上面。从客观来说，在我们借着圣灵重生得救的那一刻，我们便领受了耶稣基督的生命，成为我们的生命。
Christ is our life is the core of the Christian faith. Every truth pertaining to salvation, every experience, and every testimony cannot be separated from this core truth. Objectively, from the moment we were born again through the Spirit, we have received the life of Jesus Christ to be our own life.
好，然而从主观的经历与见证来说，我们一生之久都需要持续的经历这个生命不住的成长与蜕变。不仅仅是基督成形在我们心里，进而借着万事互相效力，将我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Yes, subjectively, from personal experiences and testimonies, we shall continually experience the growth and transformation of this life. Not only is Christ formed in our hearts, but we are also conformed to the image of the Son of God.
更因着基督的替代，让那在瓦器里的宝贝在我们一切的困境中显出他莫大的能力，不仅仅带领我们经历突破，更是让能够充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。这是神在我们身上所要做成的，也是我们一生都要经历的。
Moreover, because of the substitution of Christ, the treasure in the jar of clay shows the surpassing power of Godwhich not only enables us to experience the breakthrough, but also does far more abundantly than what we ask or think. This is what God wants to accomplish and what we need to experience all our lives.
好，那么在刚刚读过的这一段的里面，至少有五件很重要的事大家要记得。
And through this reading, there are five important things that we all need to remember.
第一个最根基最重要的就是基督是我们的生命。
The most foundational, the most important aspect is that Christ is our life.
没有这个底下都不要讲。
If we do not have this, we don't need to continue anymore.
同样的，在这样一个宝贵的根基上，它可以把我们这一生达到我们没有办法想象的高度。
And again, because of this particular foundation, our life can be elevated, can be lifted up to a height that we cannot possibly imagine.
所以我说，一切的真理、一切的经历、一切的见证，都离不开这个根基。
This is the reason why I say that every truth pertaining to salvation, every experience, every testimony cannot be separated from this truth.
它不仅仅成为我们生命第二件重要的事情。
And not only is Christ our life, the second aspect that, that is very important.
我们一生之久都要来经历这个伟大的生命在我们里面不住的成长带来的蜕变。
But then all the days of our lives, we need to experience the growth of this life, the continual transformation or the breakthrough that is happening.
第三件事情，不仅仅让基督成形在我们心里，这是保罗的祷告。
Thirdly, not only is Christ formed in us, this is the prayer of the, Paul, the apostle.
第四件事情，要把我们这个人磨成神儿子的形象，叫我们 just like Jesus, 像耶稣一样。
Fourthly, that we will be conformed, will be molded into the image of Jesus, that we'll be just like him.
第五件重要的事，你不要以为这个道理大到不可能成就，神能够照着那运行在我里面的大力，要充充足足的成就这一切超过所求所想的。
And fifthly, God is able, even as much as we think that it is impossible, but the surpassing power of God, is going to be able to work in us abundantly more than what we can ask or think.
哎呀，我的巴不得你们看得到我的笑容，戴着口罩你们看不到。
I hope you can see my facial expression. I have my mask on. You can't see me.
我光念完这五件事情，我已经很兴奋了。
I'm very, very excited just having mentioned these five things.
基督是我的生命。
Christ is my life.
他在我里面要长大成，要不断的来改变我。
And he's going to continue to grow, continue to change me.
让基督成形在我里面，让我外面也被，让我的整个人被磨成神儿子的形象。
That not only his life is formed in me, but outwardly I'm conformed to the image of God.
然后神要充充足足的让这件事情成就。
And then God will fully accomplish this.
好，那么我今天要讲我的第一堂，讲到持续的生命蜕变。
And so the very first message that we're going to come to is a continuous life transformation.
同样的哈，这个我想我们在中国人都很会读书，不能光这样讲哈，很会考试了。你看我一读过去，有三个 keywords。
There are three keywords in this message title.
一个是关乎生命的。
Number one, it pertains to life.
第二个是要强调蜕变 transformation.
Secondly, emphasizes on the word transformation.
第三个强调的是这个形容词，它是一个持续的事情。
Thirdly, the adjective that it is continuous.
这是我今天第一堂的题目。
And this is the very first message today.
那我们生命在成长上很容易碰到停滞的现象。
And I think a lot of times as we are growing, we often discover that we come to the place of stagnation.
我想当你看到这个字停滞的时候。
And when we think about the word stagnation.
你可以想到很多的例子。
And there are many, many examples maybe that will come to your mind.
我底下连续五张图让你们从不同的角度看停滞，这是什么？
And I just have five pictures of illustration. What do you see right here?
你原来是那么畅通的，结果碰到 traffic 你就被挡住了。
You're driving very smoothly, and all of a sudden you come to traffic, and then bam, you're stuck.
下一个。
The second one.
那么好的河流，结果碰到垃圾一乱丢东西，变成这么脏的一滩水。
Such a wonderful river stream, all of a sudden because all the garbage is being tossed now.It's filthy water.
不仅那个水慢一点，慢一点，我还没那么快。那个不仅是水不能够享受了，连风景都不能享受。你会去那里度假吗？
Not only will we not be able to enjoy the water, but you can't even enjoy the scenery anymore. Would you go to that picture on the lower right?
那下一个你们应该也很熟哈，这是血管。
And again, your vessels.
不管血管也好，水管也好，它只要堵塞了，它就造成问题。
And rather is plumbing at home or plumbing in your body, if it's blocked, you're going to have problems.
到我们这种年纪，最怕的就是血管堵塞，因为它是一切中风的主因。
And when we come to my age, this is one of the things that we worry about. It is the cause of strokes.
再下一张。
And the next slide.
你看，如果它正常 function 的时候，它在水上可以这样子奔驰的，但是它被卡住的时候，它就生锈，它就毫无用处了。
Again, a boat when it's healthy, when it's normal, it blazes through the water, but when it's broken, it's stuck on the spot.
最后一张图。
In the last picture.
这是我从前讲过的一个故事，先停在那啊。
That's a story that I've told before.
讲到在美国乡下，美国中部的乡下有一个年轻人。
In Midwest and in the States, there was a young man.
当他长大读书到城里以后，他就开始做起生意，他非常的成功。
And he became a businessman, and he's began to his business became very prosperous in the city.
那他隔了三十五年以后，他回到他的老家故乡去看一看。
And 35 years later, he went back to the village that he grew up in.
那天他在他回到故乡去的时候
，And that day when he went back to the village,
他突然想起来一件事情。
He remembered something all of a sudden.
他三十五年前离开这里的时候
35 years ago when he left this village,
他在他们家的这个 barn 那个仓库的顶上发现了一袋的 walnuts 的种。
And he remembered that at the upstairs of the barn, he discovered a bag of walnut.
所以他就跑到从小喜欢玩的那个河边去。
And so he went to the riverside where he always played as a kid.
他还蛮有概念的，每二三十步埋了一个种子下去，就这样埋。
And so every 20-30 paces, he took the walnut in that bag and he just planted it.
然后把对岸也埋了一些。
And then he crossed the stream and went to the other side and he did the same thing.
后来他就去城里读书了，去做生意了，就忘记这件事。
And after he did this, he went off to study and do his business and do life and he forgot about this whole thing.
等到他回来的时候，他突然想去河边看，他就想起这件事。
And then when he came back to the village, all of a sudden remember this particular thing that he did. He went. He wanted to go see.
当他走到河边的时候，这张图当然不是他种。的树哈，我只好找个例子而已。
And this is not the actual spot where he planted the walnuts.
哇，河边绿树成荫。
He came to the spot where he planted those seeds, and all of a sudden they were filled with trees.
它不再是一个光秃秃普通的河，那么漂亮的一条河，两旁的这个 walnut tree.
It was no longer just plain and flat with river or water running through it, but there was vegetation along the stream.
然后这个时候他又想起一件事情。
And then he remembered another thing.
他当初只拿了半袋出来种，还有半袋他放回到谷仓的顶楼去了。
He remembered that day he only planted half of that bag, and the other residual animals, he put it back into the barn.
所以他又跑回到谷仓里面，爬到那个 attic 阁楼上去，那个袋子还在。
And he went to look for that particular bag, and that bag was still there.
然后打开那盖子来看，你看下一张图在他旁边。
And he opened up the bag, and this is what he saw.
已经变成又黑又旧又死的。
And these walnuts has already decayed.
一模一样，同样一袋的。
There was exactly the same. All the walnut seeds was in the same bag.
一个三十五年来没有停止成长。
One set of walnuts did not stop growing for 35 years.
另外剩下的半袋就放在阁楼上，完全停滞不成长。
The other half of that bag was stored away. It stopped its progression and its growth.
而且变得老旧，变得死亡。
It became old and is decaying.
弟兄姊妹，这是我今天我们要讲到的。我们今天不是讲外面的了，我们今天要讲属灵生命。在成长上的停滞跟瓶颈，我们该如何来面对它？
Friends, these illustrations that I'm making is not just focusing on the outward, but it's on the inward, the stagnation internally inside of us.
属灵生命成长上的停滞现象，或是碰到瓶颈，它其实是一件很普遍的问题。
And this is actually a very broad, very common problem that for us to come into a point of stagnation and bottlenecks in our lives.
也是我们很容易有的情形。
And it's something that we actually very easily fall into.
但是它却是一件不可以忽略的事情。
But it is something that we cannot neglect.
就像我刚才列的这五张图。
Just like the pictures and the illustrations that I listed for you.
几乎每一个都是对比。
And every one of them, there is a contrast.
我相信你可以找更多的例子。当他正常健康的时候，跟他受到停止的时候。
And you have many, many examples, maybe in your mind, when it is healthy, when it is normal, and then one when it is stagnant, when it is no longer normal.
所以我希望这次的特会，神对我们每一个人说话，也包括我这位讲员，我真的需要神对我们说话，找出自己停滞的问题，停滞的原因。
I really pray that God would speak to each and every one of us personally. Me as a speaker, you as a listener, that we would come and discover what is the point of stagnation in our lives.
那刚才讲到的停滞，我们看到的交通，看到的河流，看到的血管看到了各种的情形。那么什么叫做属灵生命的停滞呢？
And so again, we saw those five illustrations. You see the traffic, the blood vessel being clogged, and what are we talking about today when we talk about spiritual stagnation?
而且讲到我这个人属灵的生命已经停止了改变，停止了成长。
What it means is that the spiritual life within me has stopped to grow.
不仅别人看不出我长进，连我自己都觉得知道我没有在长进。
Not only when other people when they see me, they cannot see evidential growth, and I know myself that I am not growing.
那更不要说，等一下我要强调，改变还不见得就是蜕变。
And again, changes is not necessarily transformation.
好，所以这是第二件事情，我们要特别注意的。好，我们一定要去了解什么叫做属灵生命上的停滞。
And again, we need to understand what is spiritual stagnation.
我想圣经上很好的两个例子，两个礼拜前跟大家讲过的，一个是哥林多前书第三章。
And there are a couple of examples that's been illustrated in Scripture. One comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
一到三节，你可以回家再看。保罗对哥林多的教会说：“我从前把你们只能当个婴孩，不能弄饭给你们吃。”
You can read it when you get home. But Paul was saying to the brothers in Corinth that I treated you as babes. I cannot give you solid food.
我只能用奶给你们吃，没办法弄饭给你们吃。
I can only feed you with milk. I cannot give you solid food.
他底下说，那时你们是不能，如今还是不能。
He says that you were not able then. Today you are still unable.
这就叫做生命成长的停滞了。
This is what is meant by spiritual or life stagnation.
我想很多人都养过小孩，对不对？我们也都正在养小孩。
I think those of us who are here who are parents, when we raise children, we know what that means.
他几乎一个月一个月的会有不同的。
Every single month, you'll see something change.
更不要说三个月、半年、一年，他一直在不同的。
Not to say 3 months, half a year, you will see transformation.
所以保罗说，我那时候弄奶喂你们，不能给你们吃饭，那时不能，如今还是不能，已经隔了好几年了。
Paul says, I could not feed you with solid food back then. Today, it's been so many years, I still cannot give you solid food.
那弟兄姊妹，我们有没有注意到自己的情形？从前是这样， 那时是不能的一些事，到如今我还是不能。
Have you come to discover there's some things pertaining to your spiritual walk? Back then, I was not able, but today, I am still unable.
另外一个例子就是以色列百姓在旷野，在西乃山，不是在西尔山。绕行了许多的日子。
The other example was the children of Israel begins to encircle in the wilderness.
什么叫做绕行？你好像觉得你在走路，你在往前，但是实际上你没有真的在往前。
What is the circling? The circling is that you're seemingly you're making progress, you're moving, but you did not really move forward.
我们稍微回想自己得救的年日 好像刚开始被主吸引的时候我们是快跑的跟随耶稣
You think about the time when you were first saved that first love and you were running hard after Jesus
我们爱主我们跟一般同伴们清早起来就成根我们出去传福音我们里面好像一直火热的往前
We love the Lord We wake up early in the morning to draw near to the Lord We go with companions to share the gospel of Jesus Christ We want to progress We want to move forward
然后一段时间以后你就发现慢慢冷淡下来了，慢慢停顿下来了。
You discover as time passes, you're beginning to cool down.
啊，以前信主三年跟信主一年差很多的，现在我信主了十年了，我还是跟三年的时候差不多。
And there was quite a bit of transformation from the time that I was saved after a year, and then to my the 3 years. But now after 10 years.This seemingly haven't changed very much from when I was saved 3 years ago. So we need to come and discover the condition that we are in.
那么另外一件事情要提醒的就是，我们虽然说生命成长有停滞的现象，或是碰到瓶颈是普遍的，是难免的。
Even though we say that.When we come across the stagnation in our lives and these bottlenecks, yes, they are prevalent, and it is something that happens to everyone.
但是仍然不能表示说它就是正常的、该有的。
But it does not mean just because it's prevalent that it is normal that we should have it.
就像我们会生病是难免的，很普遍的，都会有。
We all get sick once in a while. We'll get ill.Everybody will get sick.
但是你不能说生病是正常的，是啊，对不对
？But you can't say that when I get sick, I'm normal. I'm healthy.
对，马太福音十八章第七节，主耶稣说，这个绊倒人的事是免不了的，但是那绊倒人的人有祸了。
Matthew chapter 18, the Lord says that those who stumble people, we can't avoid that, but those who are stumbling others, woe unto them.
绊倒人的事常常会发生。
And these things do happen.
主耶稣也说那是免不了的。
And we can't, it's not avoidable.
但是并不代表绊倒人的这件事情是正常的，是应该有的。
But when someone stumbles another person, it doesn't mean that it is normal that it should happen.
所以我们现在需要很正确的来面对我们现在生命里面停滞的情形，而怎么样子能够借着蜕变，借着突破，我们来胜过它。
So we need to proactively face some of these stagnation that we're discovering in our lives, and through these messages of breakthrough and transformation, how do we come?And bring about a genuine change.
所以第一件事情就是我们必须要非常在乎，而且认清自己生命成长上这个停滞跟瓶颈的问题。
So number one, we need to pay attention. We need to actually care about the stagnation that is happening in our lives.
如果我们再不有蜕变，我们再不有成长，我们一定带来生命的停滞、堵塞，甚至死亡。
If we do not proactively seek a breakthrough.We will come to the point of decay. Life will diminish.
对，我们说不轻看，也绝不拖延这个问题。
So we do not despise that condition. We do not delay that condition.
我们在讲四世纪的时候，在讲约书亚得胜的时候说过，所有的拖延一定带来亏损，所有的妥协一定带来危机。
When we were studying the book of Joshua, we said that every time people delay, every time they want to wait, it always brings about.Trouble. It always brings about crisis.
我们不可能放着孩子，他在这个身体上停止了成长，或是他语言的能力、智能的成长上停顿了，而我们不在乎的。
We know by as parents that none of us would ever not care if we watch our kids. They're not growing physically all of a sudden, or they have their capacity to study.Or their study is stagnant, or they're stuck.
如果我们不去面对它，不去正确的解决它，它会越来越严重的。
We don't resolve those problems. We don't do it right away. It becomes more and more severe.
所以我们不轻看，不拖延，但是我们也不浪费这样子的机会。
So we do not despise, we do not delay, but we do not squander away such an opportunity.
我们怎么样子利用这样子的醒悟，或是圣灵的光照显明，让我们能够从目前的处境中突破出来。
And how do we go from an awakening, from the Lord showing us our condition? How do we break through from that?
就像我们说，整个疫情的确给大家带来了很多的不方便和影响。
As I've stated, this pandemic brought about a lot of challenges for us.
我们也听到了很多很多令人担心或是很伤心的情形。神家很多神儿女们好像软弱了。
And we have heard news of many brothers and sisters in the house of God. The brothers and sisters have fallen back. They've weakened.
但是如果我们从正面上来看的话
But we look at this whole thing positively.
我永远相信我们的神是积极的神。
I always believe that our God is proactive.
这些的环境，不管是疫情，不管是政治议题，不管是天灾人祸，不管是各样的战争，各样的问题，它是一个 wake up call, 把我们唤醒。
Amen. Whether it's the pandemic, whether it's the politics, whether the war that we observe that is happening around us in our world, it is God's wake up call for us.
它是一个显明。
It is a revealing.
而神的显明是为了医治我们。
And the reason why God comes and brings us to that attention and reveals it, He has the mindset of healing us.
像你照 X 光，你照 MRI， 照 CT scan， 它显明不是要定你的罪，它是为了要帮助我们去面对问题。
When you take an X-ray, when you have a CT scan or an MRI, it is not to just to show you have a problem, but the purpose is that how would you be healed?
为了要去克服这些问题。
And how to overcome those difficulties or those challenges.
所以你发现疫情发生以后，有的教会变得更复兴、更刚强。
And you discover that because of the pandemic, some churches actually revived; they became stronger.
有的教会好像就软了、就垮了，甚至散了。
And some churches they weakened, they fall apart, and they.Dispersed.
个人也是这样。
Individually, we discover it's the same.
有的人因着疫情反而更爱主了，更认真过生活了。
And some people, because of the pandemic, they really diligently loved the Lord more, and they were more diligent and serious about how they lived their days.
有人反而在疫情的里面整个人散掉了。
And some people, because of this time, their entire life lost its structure.
我希望这些消极的反应是暂时的，能够因着蒙光照被圣灵医治。让我们都得到复兴。
And I pray that all these conditions, they are all temporal. And the Lord would come and step into those situations and show us where we are, that we could be revived.
所以所有的挑战、压力都带给我们一个成长跟突破的机会。
So all of these pressures, all of these challenges, they all bring about an opportunity for life transformation.
所以我们不要害怕，不要拖延，也不要浪费。
So do not be afraid, do not delay, and don't wait.
第二件事情，你一定要找出自己生命停滞的原因。
And then you need to come and discover what is the reason for your personal stagnation.
当然每一个人的原因可能不见得细节上是一样的。
And I know the specific details may not all be the same for us.
但是我们需要对自己靠着圣灵有一个正确的评估。
But we need to have a right understanding through the Holy Spirit.
那我们都知道这一生的价值是由我们所有的抉择所组成的，对不对
？And we know the end of this life, the values at the end of our life is all culminated at the decisions that we make throughout our lives.
我们种的什么，收的就是什么，所以我们这个抉择，这个怎么种，影响了我们的未来。
What we sow is what we reap, and what we sow is will determine our future.
但是为了要能够有正确的抉择，正确的 solution, 你需要有正确的评估啊。
And for you to have the right solution, you have to have the right understanding, right assessment.
如果我们判断是错的的话，那么你的抉择可能就错，你的结果可能跟着错。
If your judgment, your assessment is wrong, then your conclusion, your outcome may be wrong.
我记得好多年以前 Brother Ernie 举过一个例子。
Many years ago, Brother Ernie gave an example, I still remember.
他有一个人他自己觉得他病得很重。
And this person, he felt that he was very sick.
因为他碰到哪里哪里就痛。
Because no matter what he touches, that particular part of his body would ache.
他碰头头就痛，碰手手就痛，碰脚脚也痛，他觉得他不得了了，很严重的病。
He touches his head, his hair hurts, touches his hand or his feet, they hurt. He says, I have some terrible disease.
他就跑去找医生去了。
So he went to see the doctor.
Brother Ernest, you want to tell the joke one more time? 因为我不会那么多的动作。
Brother Ernest is a lot more animated when he tells the story, and I think he does a better job.
后来医生告诉他是他的手折了，扭伤了，所以碰哪里哪里痛。
And so the doctor said, "Oh, because you sprained your wrist. That's why wherever you touch, it hurts."
不然我们就头痛就一头，脚痛一脚，全身一完你已经活不下去了。
So we touch our head, my head hurts. I'll touch my leg hurts. I have a serious problem.
所以一定要有正确的评估。
So we need to have the correct assessment. You understand what I'm saying?
那我们今天不是在要讲得很细，我只提两件事情，最常造成我们生命停滞不成长的原因。
I can't go elaborate on the full scale of the message today, but two particular areas in our lives that cause stagnation.
第一类是的，所以不是第一个，是第一类。就是从我们的罪或是世界的诱惑或是肉体这个情欲的捆绑这些所带来的。
The first reason for stagnation is because of sin, because the carnality of our flesh, what it brings into our lives.
这是我的旧造生命，我的老我，不管是在罪方面、世界方面、肉体方面，我的性格、我的习惯、我的人生观，这种所有从旧我里面出来的，给我们带来的生命停滞成长的这个情形。
What comes out of the old creation, my mindset,the way that I, my worldview, everything that comes out of the old Adamic nature, what that brings forth in my life, those conditions.
最逼迫我们属灵成长的，其实都不是外在的，是我的老我。
But what hinders, number one, our progression, our growth, our spiritual growth, is my old self.
所以加拉太书保罗讲到这个以扫跟对不起，讲到以斯玛利跟以撒的时候，他说那时候属血气的逼迫的属灵的，如今仍是这样。
In Galatians, Paul used an example of Ishmael and Isaac, that was the flesh was persecuting the spirit. Today is still the same.
在我们里面好像有两个生命哈。
So seemingly there are two lives inside of us.
一个以斯玛利属肉体的生命。
There is that life of Ishmael, the life of the flesh.
一个以撒是凭应许而来的生命，属天的生命。
The Isaac, the life of promise that came from heaven above.
属肉体的与属灵的征战。
That which is carnal, that which is of the flesh, wars against the spirit.
所以你看，我们属灵生命停滞有很多问题。当然，你活在最终，活在各种的捆绑里面，当然我们生命停滞了。
And again, if you are living in sin, you're living in these bondages, of course, you're going to be stagnant.
但是就算外面看起来不像是那么明显的罪，但是它一样也是我旧造生命的问题。
And I would say even some things when we look at it from the outside, oh, this doesn't seemingly as this is sinful, but as it's coming out of that old creation, then we will be stagnant.
你们应该看我笑容一下，我不是在定罪你们，我讲的都带着笑容讲。
Brother sister, I'm pulling down my mask so you can see that I still have a smile over you. I'm not trying to condemn you right now.
那一个很大的一个原因造成我们不长的原因就是我的懒嘛，对不对？
And the second main reason why we do not grow is because we're lazy.
我们习以为常，我们喜欢这种 relax, be myself 的生活。
We like that environment where we can just be ourselves, kick back and relax.
我们不追求长进，什么什么什么来培灵会，什么什么香柏木培训中心 ，forget it.
Oh, what do you mean, Labor Day conference? What do you mean these pursuits or CTC training center? Oh, it's okay, forget it.
或是我们的骄傲，对不对？
Or maybe our pride.
你看我们这个小组里面，只有我圣经最熟。
Look at everyone in our small group. I'm the one who's most familiar with the Bible.
我不是讲我哈，我是拟人法。
And I'm not talking about me per se. I'm just giving you an example.
听别人讲，我们都听不进去的。
And when you listen to other people share, those sharings aren't so good.
如果我们够谦卑的话，其实每一个人我都可以从他身上有东西学习。
But brothers and sisters, if we are all humble enough, we can learn from everyone sharing.
或是我们生了孩子了。我们就被孩子卡住了。
And some of us, when we have children, we're stuck because of our kids.
我们找到了工作，我们发展事业，多少人说人在江湖身不由己，就再也不成长了。
And there's a lot of people who get into the work environment, they want to excel and advance in their careers, and well, I live in the world, and you know, I got to do the things of the world, so I'm kind of naturally stuck with my spiritual growth.
好，这个我就不用多说了，我相信我们自己都知道。但是我要提醒的一个警告就是，很多时候我们一停就停止惯了。
And the particular warning that I want to give to all of us, that oftentimes when we pause, all of a sudden we discover we pause for a long time.
而这个停顿跟停滞可能长达几年，甚至几十年，甚至我的余生。
This pause or this stagnation may be years or maybe extend to the rest of my life.
我们看到太多的例子了。
I have seen too many examples.
起初跑得很好。
That those who ran a good race in the beginning.
一些事情发生，一些经历发生，这个人就掉了，就出去了。
Some things in their lives, something happened, all of a sudden they lost it and they're stuck.
那第二个，这个生命停滞很重要的原因。
And again, the second reason as to why the stagnation of our lives
来自于我们属灵信仰上的盲点，或是仇敌的蒙蔽。
And it comes from the blind spots in our spiritual walk, and even the blindness that comes from the enemy.
这个我没有放在讲义上。
I didn't put it in the outline.
这是我在博训上课的时候。有的时候必须这么做的，让大家一定要回家听课，不然的话光看讲义就可以作答了。
And oftentimes I don't put these specifics in the message in the outline because sometimes in the CTC training people just look at the outline, they don't pay attention to the message itself.
盲点，生命成长上的盲点，跟仇敌给我们的蒙蔽、欺骗，这两个。是我们属灵生命成长上很重要很重要的一个原因啊。
And again, our blind spots and the spiritual blindness that comes from the enemy are two reasons why that what causes us to stop to grow.
我先稍微很简单的讲一下这两个的不同。
Very very quickly, I'll describe what's different between the two.
盲点比较多是出于我自己的疏忽所造成的。
The blind spots is because of my own negligence that resulted in that.
我说比较多哈，例如说你开车。你忽略了你的 blind spot 就跟你跟人家撞了。
And oftentimes, for example, you're driving, you weren't paying attention to your blind spot, you do a lane change, you got an accident.
是因为我自己忽略了。
It's because I neglected to see my own blind spot.
而蒙蔽是仇敌刻意要做的一件事情。
And blindness is what the enemy deliberately wants to do.
就是我们该看见的他不让我看见，我该知道的他不让我知道，我该经历该享受的。他让我不能经历到，不能享受到，这个叫蒙蔽。
And this blindness is basically what I ought to see, I don't see. What I ought to experience, I do not experience. And this is what the enemy is hindering me from understanding.
我该看见的真理，他蒙蔽我，让我看不见，不明白。
The truth that I should be able to see clearly, he comes and puts a veil or covers it that I can't see it.
我应该知道的，那些就像保罗说，岂不知，岂不知，对不对？我们应该知道的，但是我们却不知道。
But the things and those things we supposed to know, we ought to know. That's why Paul says, "Do you not know? Do you not know?"
圣经应许我们，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，要洗净我们的，要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And the scripture tells us, if we confess our sin, the Lord our God, He is righteous, and who will cleanse us of all of our unclean, our unrighteousness.
但是仇敌不让我们。看到这样子的一个恩典跟救恩，就让我们犯罪的时候就受尽的控告，活在胆怯，活在羞耻，活在害怕的里面。
But the enemy do not want us to come to understand this truth, so that when we sin, we come under condemnation, under guilt, and we now reside in the place of fear.
我们该有的经历，但是他却不让我们经历，把我们挡住了。
And there are things we're supposed to experience, but he doesn't want us to experience it. He hinders us from experiencing it.
例如神的同在是永远跟我们同在。
For example, the presence of God, He is forever with us.
但是很多时候我们没有感觉神的同在。
But oftentimes we say, I don't feel the presence of God.
我决定相信，如果圣灵开我们的眼睛，让我们看见聚会里面他真在这。 我们不会这个样子来聚会的。
I know if the Holy Spirit opens our eyes that we can see the presence of God, all of us, when we come and attend services, it will no longer be the same.
很多年前有一次祷告会，我们唱诗 也死沉，祷告也没有人祷告。我那天实在受不了，我停下来，我就跟弟兄姊妹问了一个问题。
And so many years ago, when we were in our prayer meetings, nobody was singing, nobody was praying, and there's just a sense of deadness in our gathering. So I stopped and I asked.
Brothers and sisters, this question. And
I know it's hard. I know many brothers and sisters, they come immediately to church right after work. It is not easy for them. But that day, really, it felt dry and it just felt dead. So I asked brothers and sisters this question. And I asked everybody, is God here?
我说神如果不在的话，我们回家了。我说你们都够累了，也不需要在这里。
And I said, if God's not here, everybody, let's just go home because you guys are all exhausted. You're tired.
对不对？真的很累，上班上了一天下来，在这里没有神同在，我来这干嘛
？Isn't that true? We've been exhausted all day. If God is not here, then what are we doing here?
我说如果神真在这里的话
，But I said, if God is truly here,
你觉得我们这样子的唱诗，这样子的祷告，能够让他喜乐吗
？Is it the way we're singing?The way we're praying, the way we're worshiping now, do you think he delights in what we're doing?
我说这像是一个神在我们中间该有的情形吗
is this a condition that reveals the fact that God is right here with us?
那天当我讲完这句话，我们底下在读经、在祷告的时候非常不一样。我都记得清楚，但是我不知道还有多少人记得。
And so I remember very vividly after I share these words with brothers and sisters, there seems to be like a breakthrough. All of a sudden, everything changed.
所以仇敌常常的就把很多的东西，该看见的不让我们看见，该知道的不让我们知道，该经历的不让我们经历。
And so the enemy oftentimes blinds us from seeing what we're supposed to see, keep us from knowing what we're supposed to know, keep us from experiencing what we're supposed to experience.
所以这样子的蒙蔽就造成了我们很多的失败和软弱。
And again, a lot of these blindness that the enemy brings in our life causes weakness, causes...
也让我们活不出基督徒该有的平安喜乐。
It stops us from living out the life of peace and the life of joy that comes from the life of Christ.
很多该有的境界、该有的享受、该有的福分，我们好像就很肤浅，或者不能经历到。
A lot of the enjoyment, a lot of the blessings that are in Christ, seemingly we lose out on those.
所以我们现在就要来看成为新造。我这两个点等一下在第二大段都会讲哈。成为新造。是经历蜕变的根基。
And again, to experience this new creation is the foundation of breakthrough.
哥林多后书五章十七节，我们都太喜欢了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
喜不喜欢
？Don't you love this verse?
怎么样子让我从旧变成新
？How do I go from the old to the new？
这就是一个蜕变。
And this is a breakthrough。
不光是从旧到新。
And it's not only from the old to the new。
从不洁到洁。
And from unrighteousness to righteousness。
对，从这个属世的变成属天的。
From the worldly, earthly to heavenly。
从败坏的变成圣洁的。
From corruption to holiness。
羞辱的变成荣耀的，这都是讲到本质上的改变。
To those things that were shameful to what is glorious, it talks about the change of its nature。
这都是在基督里赐给我们。
These are the things that has been given to us in Jesus Christ。
所以若有人在基督里。
So if anyone is in Christ.
不管这个旧人旧造在我生命里面有多少旧的东西。
Doesn't matter how many of the old stuff is in my old creation.
不管我在我从前的生活里面犯了多少的罪，有多少的遗憾，多少的痛苦，这些旧事通通都过去了。
It doesn't matter how much I've sinned in time past, all the mistakes that I've made, all the things of my past, they have passed away.
所以要经历蜕变。
So to experience a breakthrough,
必须在基督里。
You must be in Christ.
必须在新造的境界里。
You must be in the realm of the new creation.
不然的话
or else.
不管你怎么样子的想要改变自己。
It doesn't matter how much you try to change yourself.
原谅我说，那个不过就是改变。
But forgive me for saying this, you merely changed.
那个不叫蜕变。
It is not a transformation.
那我现在就要来讲到仇敌在我们身上一个极大的蒙蔽是什么。
And I want to tell you and help everybody understand what is this great blindness that the enemy has done in our lives.
其实我刚才已经讲了。
And I said it already before.
仇敌在我们身上一个最大的一个蒙蔽就是让我们以为改变就是蜕变。
And somebody, the enemy,deceived us in believing that changes is transformation.
他不让我们认为，他不让我们知道改变跟蜕变是不同的，而且不仅仅不同，远超过天壤之别的不同。
He doesn't want us to understand the differences between change and transformation and the vastness of this difference.
我相信我们人人都会改变，对不对
？I think every one of us, we all change, right?
我们人人也都在改变。
We are all changing.
只是我们的改变有大有小的改变。
And our changes, there may be smaller, they may be big.
你早上决定要减肥，你下午上的磅秤上可能只有一点点改变。
And in the morning, you decided I'm going to lose weight, and then in the evening, you step on the scale, you saw a little bit of change.
你努力的一年可能掉了二三十磅，那是一个大的改变。
And you worked very hard, very diligently for a year, and you see after the year, you lost 20, 30 pounds. That's a good change.
改变有大有小，改变有正面的，有反面的。
The changes may be small or great in magnitude, they may be positive or negative.
多少爸爸妈妈很伤心，我的儿子小的时候像天使一样，怎么会变成这个样子？
And so many parents will say, oh, my kids, they were like angels when they were babies. What happened to them?
Wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
还有短暂跟长远的分别。
And there's also temporal and those things that are prolonged.
哇，他说他以后每天六点钟要晨更。
And someone made a determination every six a.m. I'm going to get up and have devotion with the Lord.
三天之后把闹钟放到另外一个房间去。
And 3 days later, we threw the alarm clock into the other room.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以我们都在改变，这是大小正负长短的问题。
Oh, we're all changing. Whether it's small, whether it's big, you know, the duration is short or long.
啊，但是今天。就算是最好的改变
，even the greatest, the best changes in our lives，
如果不是在基督里的话
，if it is not in Christ，
原谅我说神不要的，那个不是
神要的。Forgive me for saying this, God don't want it。
那一天有火发现来验收我们人生这一生的工程的时候，没有一个存留得住。
A day will come when the fire will come and test all of our labor, all of our work, and those changes they will not endure.
所以在这个时代里面，仇敌有一个很可怕的工作，他用品格的塑造、品格教育，要来替代基督的替代。
And to this age, in our current culture, what the enemy wants to illustrate and show us is that a character change is can be substituted. Will substitute transformation of change in Christ.
你不要以为我反对儿童班主日学，让孩子们有一些品格塑造、品格教育。你再怎么样看守在律法底下还是好的，对不对？不要犯错嘛。
And brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand me. I understand in our Sunday school teaching our kids having character traits, at the very minimum, you're teaching what is right.
但是你一定要小心，不要让你的孩子有一个错觉，就是 do 我就可以讨神喜悦。
Do not ever lead our children to the place that if you do these things, then you will please the Lord.
你以为品格塑造可以来取代基督在我们里面的生命？的改变跟替代的话，那就是一个仇敌最大的欺骗跟蒙蔽。
And I will say that if you believe that the development of these characters can replace the transformation from the life of Christ, that is the greatest lie that the enemy will put in our lives.
因为这是截然不同的两个生命嘛。
Because these two life sources is utmost different.
品格塑造都还是在这里要去修改，要去装饰，要去培养。我老亚当的生命让它变得更好看一点。
And these character transformation, character changes, it is to shape and to mold this old Adamic nature so that it look a little better.
得到更多人的夸奖，得到更多人的肯定。
So we receive more accolades, more affirmation for the people who see these changes.
但是它不是基督。
But it is not Christ.
它不是来自于新生命的蜕变。
It did not come from this breakthrough that comes with the newness of life.
所以当让孩子们或是年轻人，现在很多年轻人也去参加这一类的品格塑造的课，你怎么样子让他能够被带到圣灵的光中，带到真理底下，而不是被蒙蔽掉了。
So a lot of young people they're brought to these trainings, these development of characters, but we got to be very careful that they are not blind to the transformation what God is doing in their lives through the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们每次讲蜕变跟突破的时候
，So whenever we talk about breakthrough and transformation,
你最常看到的图画或是 illustration。就是毛毛虫变蝴蝶，对不对
？And oftentimes the illustration that we'll see is a caterpillar turning into a butterfly.
原来毛毛虫，哎呀，又软又黏又丑的，在地上。
This little caterpillar is ugly, is squiggly, and is yucky.
它突然变得这么漂亮，而且它境界不一样，它不再是趴在地上，它起来飞了。
And it turns to this beautiful butterfly, not only.Does it stop crawling on the ground? It is flying in the air.
虽然它外面有这样子的戏剧化的改变，虽然它生活的范围有一个截然不同的改变。
And we discover that for this particular creature, there's a vast change in the realm which it lives in.
它生活的方式有这么大的改变。
The way that it continues to live its day's life is also vastly different.
但是请大家注意到它里面的生命。还是 the very same life, 还是同一个生命。
But brothers and sisters, you need to remember that the life within this caterpillar and the life within this butterfly is still the same life.
它如果这个毛毛虫原来是一个败坏有罪的生命，它变成蝴蝶还是败坏有罪的蝴蝶。
This caterpillar is of a sinful nature.When it turns into a butterfly, it still has the sinful nature as a butterfly.
这是我说我们需要被开眼睛，不要被蒙蔽的地方。
And brothers, this is where our eyes need to be open, that we can no longer be blind to this.
太多爱主的基督徒都在这个地方上很容易被蒙蔽。
So many brothers who really diligently have a heart to love the Lord, we are blind to this truth.
很可能保罗都有过这样子的经历，对不对
？And Paul himself had similar experiences, right?
他说：“我立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我。”表示他 struggle， 他努力过。
He says, "I determine, I will to do good, but I find that I cannot do it." He's struggling.
对，另外一个突破就是小鸡从蛋壳里面跑出来。
And then another breakthrough example is a chick hatching from the egg.
它的确是很大的 breakthrough.
It is a huge breakthrough.
但是还是同一个生命嘛。
But I want to say again, it is the same life.
所以这是仇敌在我们身上的这一件事情，讲到属灵的蒙蔽。
So brothers and sisters, this is something that we need to very clearly understand. The effort of the enemy to blind us.
真实的蜕变必须在新造里。
Any breakthrough must be in the new creation.
因为在神的眼中，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Because in the eyes of God, there is no one that is good, not even one.
没有义人，连一个也没，连一个都没有。
There is none that is righteous, no, not even one.
没有一个人可以凭血气在神的律法面前称义的。
And no one by their flesh can deem be justified in the sight of God.
所以十字架是神对旧造最大的否定。
So the cross is the greatest rejection for the whole creation.
你看起来。十字架背在身上其实就是一个大叉叉。
And so when you put the cross on your back, it's a big cross behind you, a big X.
神不要我这个旧造。
God says, I don't want this old creation.
撒旦一直叫我们去修改这个旧造。
But the enemy says, keep fix it, fix this old creation.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在这个点上醒悟过来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be awakened on this truth.
而我们自己属灵上或是信仰上的盲点。
And again, our own spiritual blindness.
也就是因为从这样子的蒙蔽而来的啊。
And it comes also roots from this blindness.
所以我们很在乎别人的夸奖跟肯定。
So you come to discover, oftentimes we care very much about other people's accolades and their affirmation.
我们也要达到自我成长的标准，要自我的肯定和欣赏。
We want to grow to the point where we are happy with.Where we should be.
我们服事的果效，我们今生的成就，我们得到的掌声，再再都会让我以为我改变的不错了。
The accolades, the claps, and the affirmation, even in the services that I partake in, I come to understand or seemingly know that, hey, maybe I'm pretty good.
原来我说好像外面各方面都在好，都在进步，但是很有可能我属灵的生命根本停滞不前。
And understand what I'm saying. On the outside, it may look like everything is improving, but internally, in our spirit, nothing's changed.
我们在乎表现 performance.
We care about performance.
我们在乎别人的肯定
We care about other people's affirmations.
但是我们却忽略了圣灵的果子
But we neglected the fruit of the spirit.
因为真实生命的蜕变，真实生命的果子是圣灵结出来的，而不是人努力、人的行为、人的 performance 带出来的。
Because these real breakthroughs, they come from the bearing the fruit of, from the Spirit of God, not by our own performances.
啊，但弟兄姊妹，我希望你们听这个不要太灰心，而是反而希望是一个。一个很重要的提醒。
Friends, sister, I pray that as you hear this message, you do not fall into despair, a discouragement, but it's a wonderful reminder for us.
因为真正能够承认旧造生命是软弱的，是无能的，是败坏的，它其实是他整个生命成长上的一个转捩点。
And I will tell you, it is a key turning point for someone to be able to acknowledge and see the corruption that is in my old creation.
但是请大家注意哈，转捩点给我们带来的正面的祝福，给我们带到一个更高的境界，一个更讨神喜悦的光景里面。
And again, these turning points will bring us to the place where we are more pleased by the Lord and in a better position or right.A position in the side of God.
但是它只是一个转捩点，它还不是终点。
It is merely a turning point. It is not the final destination.
我们需要一生的来经历这样子的蜕变跟成长。
So all the days of our life, we need to continually experience this breakthrough and this transformation.
但是至少我们现在是在一个新的而且正确的路上。
At a very minimum, every single one of us, we need to be in the realm of this new creation. We need to be on the right path.
我们不至于空跑，不至于徒劳。
So that we do not labor in vain, we do not run in vain.
因为我真的不甘心，也不希望弟兄姊妹这么爱主，追求努力，各方面 sharpen your soul， 要帮助你自己成长，而到最后神说我不认识你。
And I really do not want any one of us that we have such a desire to sharpen our swords, to run the race, and then at the end the Lord says, I don't know you.
那是很痛苦的事情。
That is a tragic event, tragic thing.
其实你们在几年前就已经听过我分享的这一段我的心路历程。
And many years ago, you guys already heard my personal sharing concerning this matter.
我是第三代的基督徒，而且是蛮近前的基督徒家庭出来的。
I grew up in a family. I'm the third generation of my family of those who love the Lord.
我的上两代都是在教会里面有非常好的好的名声的。
The two generation that is before me, my dad and my great grandmother, they all have a very renowned positions in the house of God.
所以我从小知道什么是好基督徒。
So from a very young age, I know vividly what a good Christian means.
我知道怎么样子成为这样，要成为一个怎样的基督徒，才能够被别人肯定，被别人接纳。
I have this notion, this understanding, for me to be a Christian like this, then I will be accepted and well received by others.
我也很认真、很努力的去达成这些所谓的这个。
And I very diligently worked very hard to meet those requirements.
等到当神显明神暴露我里面的本质的时候
，And then until one day the Lord exposed the very nature within me.
这样子的暴露其实是很痛苦的。
And I tell you, when the Lord exposes us that way, it is actually very painful.
但是它其实是非常需要的。
But it is so necessary.
而且不止一次的需要这样子的暴露跟显明。
Not only once does God need to do this.
我第一次被暴露不过才12岁，我们哭得要死。我们是八个人在台南感恩山参加青少年退休会。第一次被神光照是罪人，我们哭到半夜都不回宿舍。
The very first time the Lord shed His light in my soul was when I was 12 years of age. I was in a retreat with a bunch of boys, and we were crying, realizing what a sinner I am.
连到我这么老了，当传道人这么多年了，当神显明的时候，我就发现很多的东西。 真的是白费功夫。
And after having been a pastor, a preacher for so many years, I come to discover so many things I've done, they were done in vain.
那是我努力出来的，我的 performance, 我的辛苦，我自己挣扎努力出来的东西。
They were things that came out of my personal efforts, of my personal strength, what I struggled through and made it happen.
所以很多人很喜欢，很多人也夸奖工作的果效，好像也看得到。但是弟兄姊妹，当神光照的时候，我知道这些东西不是从 transformation 来的。
And a lot of people say, "Oh, Pastor, you what a great message, what a great work." But I know that these.Work did not come from the transformation of life.
在神眼中不算数。
In the eyes of God, God says, "I don't count those things."
那真的很痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, it is painful to come to that realization.
我自己以为我到这了。
I thought I reached this stature.
我在神眼中，对不起，我今天不好蹲，恐怕连那里都没到。
And maybe in the eyes of God, I'm not even that high.
我自己以为我在这，甚至别人以为我在这。
I thought that I'm here. Maybe other people think that I'm even higher than where I think I am.
因为别人看不到我自己，看到我自己的坏。
Because people can't see who I really am.
但是弟兄姊妹，当神光照的时候，一看到神在乎的是生命的源头和本质的问题。
But when I come to the realization, when we come to the realization that God cares about the root, the nature of that life.
我觉得我们都需要蒙光照在这个点上。
But since we know need the Lord to.Enlighten us that we may see.
我希望我浪费的年日，弟兄姊妹，你们不要浪费。
Brothers and sisters, the reason I'm sharing with you today is that all the years that I've squandered, I pray that you will not squander them away.
我空跑的路，我徒劳的工作，弟兄姊妹，在你们身上没有同样的错误。
That those races, the places that I've ran, the places that I've erred, I pray that you will not err the same way.
我们的生命需要不断的被圣灵来改变我们。
Our life needs the transformational.Work of the Holy Spirit.
不然我们这一生追求到最后才发现都是虚空的虚空。
Or else at the end of this life, we're going to come to discover all vanity of vanity.
我小的我们小的时候喜欢玩一种东西叫大富翁哈，你们都玩过。Monopoly.
Oh, thank you. When I was a kid, we loved this board game called Monopoly.
Oh, 买了火车站呢，买了自来水厂呢，买了哪边，买了旅馆呢。
I got the
看来这个人从来没玩过。
I don't play it often. Sorry. Train stations, the utility, and then I build some hotels.
收钱啊！哇，这个钞票越多越多哈。
And I'm taking money from all the players, and I see the stack of money that's getting higher and higher.
有哪一个人会赚的这么多钱，就真的以为自己很有钱
？How many people after playing that game with a stack of bills and say, "Man, I'm rich"?
还有哪些人会真的拿这个钱去？你不要说去什么餐馆，你买个当劳都不会让你买东西。
Would you actually take those bills and go to a restaurant, maybe McDonald's, and say, "Hey, can I purchase with this?"
因为那是完全不同的系统。
It is a complete different system.
完全不同的价值。
It's completely different value.
今天我在铸造，在我于洪杰里面，我。使尽所有的力量，活出我的最好来，在神的眼中，神不要。
In the old creation, the old pastor you, even I do my very best. God says, I don't want any of that.
应该不是从基督生命的替代改变来的。
If it does not come from the replacement, the substitution, the transformation of the life of Christ.
我是练了外功，我里面的生命我没练内功。
I've exercised and conformed the strength externally, but it is not the true, genuine work internally.
所以持续的蜕变是神的呼召和命定啊。
So this continual breakthrough is what God commanded for us to be.
所以我们看见的蜕变是一件大事。
So again, having these breakthroughs, it is a big thing.
它是圣灵的工作。
It is the work of the Spirit of God.
它是圣灵改变生命的大能在我们里面所行的神迹。
It is a miraculous work of the transformational power of the Holy Spirit at work in us.
不是人的努力出来的。
It is not out of your own efforts.
那么我们如何能够拥有这样子的蜕变，而且是持续的拥有这样子的蜕变？
And how do we continually have these type of breakthroughs and keep having them in our lives?
那我们要感谢神的，就是不光我们自己羡慕有这样子的蜕变。
And we want to thank God not only do we have a desire for such a breakthrough.
神比我们更喜欢它发生。
But you need to know God wanted even more so than us.
这就是神为我们预备救恩的目的，他把他儿子给我们的目的。
This is the reason why He prepared salvation for us. This is the reason why He gave His Son to us.
所以神比我们更愿意我们生命有持续的蜕变跟成长。希望这是我们的一个好消息哈，对我们是鼓励。
So this is a great, wonderful news to know that God is far more excited about the breakthrough and the transformation.
只要我们能够识破仇敌给我们的蒙蔽，只要我们在主的面前真正的降卑下来，仰望圣灵的帮助，神要来帮助我们的。
And then when truly breakthrough from all the blindness of the enemies put over our eyes, that we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need your help. God will help us.
我就提两件事情。
And again, two example illustration I'll give you.
神借着万事互相效力。
God causes all things to work together.
要叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love Him.
这段经文我们很熟，这个益处就是指的要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And we're all familiar with these verses that the good that God is talking about is that we would be conformed to the image of His Son.
所以所有遭遇的发生，最好的解释。就是神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象，叫我们像耶稣。
So everything that you encounter in your life, the reason why it happens is because God is using it to conform you to the image of His Son, that you would be like Jesus.
这也是以赛亚书四十三章七节说的：“凡称为我名下的人，是为了自己的荣耀所创造、所造作、所做成的。”
Isaiah 43 says that those who are called by my name are formed for my glory.
我们是为着神的荣耀被创造，换句话说，我存在的目的和价值就是为着神的荣耀。
We are created for God's glory. In other words, I exist for God's glory and that alone.
拉得更现实一点，我今天居然还活着。
And to be more practical, today I'm still breathing.
神没有拿掉我的生命，让我还活着。
God didn't take away my breath.I'm still alive today.
就是因为他希望在我的身上得到荣耀。
And because he wants to receive glory out of my life.
这是创造。
This is from the perspective of creation.
所造作所做成的 form and made 是说到神的制作。
And when the Lord uses the word form, he who formed you, it talks about the working of God in your life.
它是我们一切遭遇的解释。
It is the explanation of everything we encounter in this life.
为什么碰到这个？为什么碰到那个？那背后都是有神的原因。
Why did I encounter this? Why did I encounter that? Behind every one of them, God has a purpose.
都是为了神的荣耀。
For the glory of God.
这是大事啊。
Brother and sister, this is a great thing.
所以光这两节已经够我们里面很兴奋，因为你知道神的秘密了。
Just these two verses, you have come to understand the mystery that is in the heart of God.
我常说罗马书八章二十八节到三十节是神旨意的一个浓缩版。
And again, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30 is the condensed version of the will of God.
中国人都说天机不可以泄露，但是神巴不得把天机告诉我们。
There's an old Chinese saying that you know you don't want to disclose heavenly secrets, but God wants us to know His heart.
神真的巴不得我们知道。
God more than desire that we would know.
在美国有一个工作你是最不要去接的哈。
There's one particular assignment. What particular type of job you really don't want here in the States?
虽然我们也没有资格去接，就是当美国总统。
Yeah, well, I don't have the privilege to be one. Is to be the president of the United States.
你把每一个美国总统上任的时候，跟他四年后、八年后照片摆上去。你就不想当总统。
If you just put the picture of before they became president and the picture after one term or two terms, you just look at them and you may want to reconsider whether you want to be the president.
怎么做都有人骂你。
And no matter what you do,
somebody will like it. And
so in front of the White House, there's always somebody protesting about the president.
我想每一个总统都要被骂过。
I think every president, somebody's not happy with
him. 那我现在不是要骂林肯，好，不是骂 Clinton， 是他当总统的时候，那时候报章上有一个笑话。
And I'm not trying to make fun of President Clinton, but when he was president, in the newspaper, there was one particular joke.
他说。别人在外面举的牌子
，People were outside picketing with signs.
只有一个人被抓。
There was only one person that was arrested. Thank you.
他写 Clinton 是个笨蛋。
And he said, Clinton is a dummy.
差不多。他被抓了以后， 他跟他的辩护律师就问说，为什么别人骂得 更凶不 抓我呢？
So this person with this sign, he was arrested. And he said, everybody else who have worse things on their signs, why did you guys arrest me?
FBI 说，因为你泄露了国家机密。
And FBI says, because you disclose national secret, national security.
我想这种笑话大概只有在美国可以开的。
And I think these type of jokes, you can only have them in America.
我再说，我只是引用别人的哈。
I'm using as an illustration, okay? So don't take it to that. My personal view, per se.
那神的秘密他希望我们知道。
And again, is to let us know that God desires us to know what is in his heart.
反而是仇敌千方百计的不让我们知道天机。
But it is the enemy who is using all sorts of ways to keep us from knowing the secrets of God.
我跟你说，我们真知道这个的时候，我们的人生会不一样啊，弟兄姊妹，不一样。
Brothers and sisters, I will tell you, if we truly understand, our lives will no longer be the same.
我们不会那么容易被我们的环境搅扰，被环境打垮，被环境试探，被环境攻击的。
And we will no longer easily be influenced, be struck down, be opposed by the circumstances we fall into.
因为这些环境被神打发来的时候，就带着 divine purpose.
But we come to the realization that every encounter comes with a divine purpose.
包括你回到家，你太太骂你。
Even including when you go home and your wife yells at you.
包括你开车的时候，车子轮胎突然破了，大事小事其实都跟神的荣耀发生关系。
Even when you're driving, all of a sudden you get a flat. Big things, small things has something to do with what God wants to do.
你不要以为我乱说的。保罗说，我们无论吃无论喝，不或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为着荣耀神而行。
And Paul says, well, whether what we eat, what we drink, no matter what we do it for the glory of God.
我们在最平凡的事情上都可以跟神的荣耀发生关系。
And the most ordinary things of our days, it can have something to do with the glory of God.
更不要说我们生活上碰到的一些的难处跟挑战。
And not to say when we encounter challenges and difficulties in our lives.
所以保罗能够说，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
And Paul says that these temporal challenges, difficulties that we are encountering will work out the exceeding glory that is to come.
他说现今的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
And so because in that comparison, we no longer care about the things that we endure now.
因为那个荣耀高得像喜马拉雅山那么高。
Because that glory is almost as high as the Himalayas.
虽然我们的难处是真的。
Though the challenges and difficulties, they're real for all of us.
但是保罗说这是自战自轻的。
But Paul says that they are only temporal.
因为没得比的。
Because it cannot be compared.
所以他罗马书五章说，我们就连在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 5, that even in tribulation we rejoice in the glory of God.
所以我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你来的时候带了多少的难处啊。
And brothers, I don't know when you came to this conference, how many of the challenges you brought with you in your life.
不要灰心，不要丧气。
Do not be despair, do not be downcast.
原来我说，就连你如果现在活在一些捆绑被掳失败的光景中。
And I want to say, even if you are stuck in certain fallen state temptations,
神都要伸手把我们从大水、从污泥、从粪堆中拉出来的。
God wants to stretch out his hand and pull you out of that miry clay.
让我们被洁净，让我们可以跟王子同坐，再也不一样的。
That we may be cleansed, that we may sit with the prince, that we're no longer the same.
所以这是借着外面万事，我们每一天的遭遇其实都在为我们效力，要叫我们生命蜕变被改变。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say, I want everybody to understand, everything we encounter, all things are working together for this transformation.
第二件事情就是借着内住的基督，我们连于他。
And secondly, it's because of this indwelling Christ that we are abiding, we are united with him.
太宝贵，太宝贵！我相信，其他讲员可能也会提到这个 indwelling Christ, 耶稣基督已经住在我心中。
The other speakers will touch upon that during this conference, that the indwelling Christ, he lives inside of me.
我们怎么样连于他？
How do I stay united with him?
整个人生不一样。
How do I stay connected with him? My life will no longer be the same.
当我们连于基督，在基督里的时候，生命的蜕变是自然发生的事情。
When I am abiding in Christ, these breakthroughs, these transformations, they naturally happen.
就跟一棵树，它很自然的成长，就跟一个孩子很自然的成长，它是自然的事情。
It's just like a tree that naturally continuously to grow. A little child, a baby, continues to grow.
啊，所以这个约翰福音十五章五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
John chapter 15, the Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me can bear much fruit. Those who are not abiding in me, they cannot do a thing.
我们知道约翰福音十五章这一段的圣经是戴德生得力的秘诀。
John chapter 15, this is the secret for our brother Hudson Taylor.
然后在他疲倦灰心，甚至他说他被软弱所困，软弱失败所困的时候，这一节经文一下子开他眼睛，把他带到新的境界。
And our brother was sharing with us that he was in a time of great stress, and when the Lord opened his eyes, all of a sudden he felt himself lifted up.To the heavenlies.
他需要做的不是努力，不是挣扎，不是自责，不是怎么样，而是连于葡萄树。
What he needs to do is not to struggle, not to work harder, but his one responsibility is to be connected to the vine.
丰盛生命的供应，枝浆、养分，各方面都远远的成为他的力量。
All the nutrient, all the sap, all the water, all the life resource that he needs comes from that abiding.
弟兄姊妹，这是耶稣基督为我们所做成太伟大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us.
当我们这么做的时候，
and when we do this,
其实活出基督是自然的事情。
To live out Christ becomes something very natural.
所以我们今年主题说，无论生无论死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督。
So our theme for the entire year is that whether life or death,Christ will always be magnified because for me to live, it is Christ.
不管是怎样的环境，
regardless of the circumstances,
退回到里面来，
we come back to what's on the inside.
知道基督在里面，
to know that Christ is inside.
哦，旧约的圣徒们太羡慕我们了。
The saints of the Old Testament, they admire us.
他们跟神的关系这么遥远。
And their relationship with God is always distant.
高高在上，伟大的神。
And God is so grand, so huge, and He is up there.
而你我，居然神的儿子住在我们心中，成为我们的生命。基督成了我的世界， everything 都跟基督发生的关系。
You and I, Jesus Christ dwells in us. His life is in us. My world is Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们有太多机会，而且天天都应该有蜕变的经历。
Brothers, I want to say every single day of our lives, there should be moments of breakthrough and transformation.
好，我们再读一节经文，我就结束了哈。
哥林多后书
三章十七节、十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 and 18.
他说主就是那灵，我的灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得以见着主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled faces beholding as in a mirror,the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
多么宝贵的应许啊！
What a wonderful promise!
这个主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。讲到圣灵释放的大能。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Speaks of this wonderful release, the freedom of the Spirit of God.
我们照镜子，敞着脸见主。好像从镜子里面反照，变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
With unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
你们不觉得这个图比毛毛虫变蝴蝶有意义的多吗？
Don't you think that this particular picture has much more significance than a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly?
我的原来的生命是小土鸡。
My original life is this chicken.
我是活在属地的层次，我不会飞，我软弱，我无力。
I am bound to the earth. I am weak. I cannot fly.
但是我可以随时转向主，来亲近他，来瞻仰他。
But I can turn to the Lord and draw near to Him and behold Him.
好，当我在这里瞻仰他的时候，就从镜子里反照。
And as I behold him, The very image of Christ is reflected in me.
所以生命的蜕变就在我们亲近主，在我们连于基督的里面不住的发生了。
But this breakthrough and this transformation happens whenever we draw near to the Lord God.
一个人从祷告室出来，一个人从亲近神的里面走出来的时候，我相信我们气质都不一样了。
And I trust every one of us when we come out of that place of intimacy with the Lord from that time of prayer.We know that it is different. We're different.
我今天就讲这两件事情，一个是借着万事互相效力，一个借着连于内住的基督。这两件事情，你够我们学一辈子的。
And these two things alone, all things working together for my good, to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, and that the indwelling of Christ, the rest of our lives is more than enough for us to learn and put to practice.
但是在我结束的时候，我还是必须一再的强调，弟兄姊妹一定要从仇敌的蒙蔽。跟我们自己的盲点里面出来。
And brother and sister, as I conclude this message, I want to come back to this point. We have to come out of the blindness that the enemy has set before us in our own personal blind spots.
就算大家都赞成了我今天所讲的东西。
Even if all of you agree with what I'm saying now.
甚至你也去传讲，你也去跟别人分享。
And maybe you take this message, it's great. I'm going to share it with someone else.
但是如果我们没有一步一脚印具体的来落实它
but
还是一个明的锣想的拔而已
but if you do not take steps if you do not act upon what you heard then I am just still an instrument that is just making noises
过了五年十年回头看发现我还是一样
and in 5 years in 10 years I will look back and I will say I'm still the same
虽然我外面很多不一样了我圣经熟了我经验多了我会讲道了我在教会当长老了 我做了传道人了但是弟兄姊妹我的生命可能没有什么改变
Maybe I know more of the scripture I'm speaking now Maybe I'm even an elder of a church now But I know inside of me My life has not changed
我们要不甘心活在这样子仇敌的蒙蔽和欺骗里面
We must not be easy in living in this state of blindness
求主把那个强烈渴慕被改变被主来对变的这个祷告，这个心愿赐给我们。
We pray that God would give us this heart, this genuine heart of saying, God, I want a breakthrough, I want a transformation in my life.
主说你们得不着，因为你们不求，你们只要求就必得着。
God says, you do not have because you do not ask. If you ask, you will receive.
没有人可以强迫一匹马去喝水。
And no one can force a horse to drink.
也没有人可以强迫你去爱主。
Nobody can force you to love the Lord.
连主他都不用强迫的方式。
Even the Lord will not force us to.
弟兄姊妹，求主今天把这个渴慕的心赐给我们。
Oh, brother and sister, may the Lord give us this longing.
开我们眼睛，让我们看见被仇敌欺骗都够久了。
That we will have our eyes open to know that we've been deceived for far too long.
当我被神光照开启的时候，我真的在主面前非常的痛苦，而且我非常的愤怒。
And then when the Lord has shown me my condition, I was utterly painful. It was utterly painful, and I was angry.
我的愤怒是我怎么这么愚昧的被仇敌欺骗。
I was so angry in terms of how foolish I was in being deceived by the enemy.
我的痛苦是我浪费了这么多的机会。
My pain was I've lost so many of these precious opportunities.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来珍惜所有剩下的日子。
Brother and sister, let's treasure the days that we have left over.
我们来祷告，求圣灵就在这个时候来帮助我们。
We want to pray right now, Holy Spirit.Come help your church, help us.
让蜕变从现在就开始。
That this breakthrough begins now.
让蜕变从我自己开始。
That this breakthrough begins with me.
让蜕变从我里面的生命开始。
That this breakthrough begins with the life within me.
我们唱250首，将器皿多多腾出。我们只唱第二节。我们只唱第二节。
We're only going to sing the second verse.
你就像这道圣灵中烧尽，荣耀。
你羡慕被主充满吗？
Brothers and sisters, you long to be filled by the Lord.
你恨恶自己活在仇敌的蒙蔽中啊？
Do you hate that you are in the blindness of the enemy?
不要再浪费时间和精力了。
No longer waste our time and our resources.
求神让我们赎回我们失去的光阴被蝗虫马蚱吞吃的日子。
May the Lord help us redeem, reclaim those days that were lost.
把我这个人现在就倒空在他面前。
So this moment, right here now, brother, sister, we empty ourselves.
圣灵充满我们。
That He would fill us up.
啊，如果你愿意有这样子的奉献，有愿意这样子更新的祷告，我们站起来唱，但是不要勉强。
If you have such a consecration, please rise up and sing. Don't do it by compulsion.
稍微快一点。主现在在我们中间吗？
Do you believe that the Lord God is with us?
你相信圣灵在你的心中现在正在运行吗？
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is moving your heart now?
我们向我们的神扬声向他来祷告。
Lift up your voices to the Lord God now.
他不仅仅在生命的里面，他要来更新，要来改变我们。
Not only is He going to renew the life within us.
他要用他最大的爱，用他的智慧和全能，为我们调度万事，来帮助我们成长。
That with His love, with His wisdom, with His might, He's going to coordinate all things to help us to grow.
为了把我们磨成他儿子的形象，让我们像耶稣。
That we may be conformed to the image of His Son, to be like Jesus.
而突破一切生命成长上的停滞和瓶颈。
And to break through all of those stagnations, all the bottlenecks in our lives.
啊，我们开口祷告，我们自己开口祷告，我们。向我们的神呼求，在他这个时候来充满我们。
Brothers and sisters, right now, open up your mouth, cry out to the Lord God and say, Lord, fill me up.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we need you now. Oh Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you go that the Spirit would come. You go, Lord, that we would be infused with the life of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, you are working now, working in us, working in our church, Father God.Come to you. I acknowledge, O Lord, it's true that it's declared today. Oh Lord Jesus, remove me of the blindness. Remove me of the stagnation of my life. Oh Holy Spirit, this is going to be your work. Only you can do it. God, only you can do it. Holy Spirit, only you can do this. Oh Lord Jesus, bless your church. Bless your church tonight.Young and old, young and old, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, young and old, everyone, everyone. He will fill you to overflowing. Oh, Lord, to overflowing, to overflowing.
我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，神的儿子就为我们流血舍命。
While we were still dead in our sin and trespasses, Lord Jesus, you shed your life for us.
让我们得蒙拯救，成了神的儿女。
That we are saved, we are called the children of God.
耶稣基督成了我们的生命。
That Lord Jesus, you become our life.
哦，主啊，但是我们觉得何等的亏欠。
But oh Lord, we feel that we fall so short of it.
这个生命在我们里面成长得太慢了。
This life is growing too slowly in us.
因为我们常常被仇敌欺骗，被仇敌蒙蔽。
Because oftentimes we are deceived, we are blinded by the enemy.
我们也常常靠着努力，靠着 performance， 要想要来取代圣灵的果子。
By our own efforts, by our own performance, we want to substitute it with the fruit of the Spirit.
主啊，今天晚上你再来对我们说话。
Lord Jesus.Speak to us tonight.
向我们每一个人显现。
Oh Lord, appear to each person tonight.
把我们摆在你的天平上面。
Oh Lord, that we are weighed on your scale.
让我们看见自己真实的情形。
And that we may truly see our true condition.
让我们再也不浪费我们余生的日子了。
That we will no longer waste away the rest of our days.
希望每一个日子都跟你的荣耀发生关系。
That every single day has something to do with your glory.
每一个日子让我们都连于基督。
That every single one of the days that I have remaining is abiding in Christ, growing in Christ.
主啊，信息可以过去，求你圣灵的工作永远不要止息。
Lord, this message will end, but the work of the Spirit, you will not stop.
让我们明白真理，让真理叫我们得以自由。
That we may understand the truth, and the truth will set us free.
也让我们不仅明白真理，你把我们带到真理的实际里。
And not only for us to understand truth, but bring us into the reality of the truth.
Oh, Jesus, 我们谢谢你，我们真谢谢你。
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you.We genuinely thank you.
你给我们的愿超过了我们所求所想的。
What you've given us surpassed what we could possibly imagine.
你在我们身上正在做的，准备要做的，远远超过我们所求所想的。
What you are doing now, what you plan on doing, is beyond what we can imagine.
主啊，让我们带着喜乐的心，带着荣耀的盼望，我们跟你一起回去。
Oh Lord, we pray that we would have this heart of joy, a heart of hope, as we return on this heavenly home.With you.
让我们生命的蜕变从今天就开始，从现在就开始。
And that the breakthrough and the transformation of our spiritual life begins now, today.
活着不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活。
For me to live, it is no longer Christ, but Christ who lives in me.
或生或死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
Whether by life or by death, Christ will always be magnified.
因为我们活着就是基督。
For me to live, it is Christ.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们对主的需要不是只有现在。
I know our need for the Lord is not just now.
我特别请 David 带领我们来唱哦，主，我需要你，我时时刻刻需要你，我一生都需要你。
I want to ask David, would you please come up? Lord, I need you. Every hour, I need you.
大家要坐的、要站的、要跪的都可以，我们再有一点安静的时间。
But I'd like to invite everybody in more time of worship. Whether you want to stand, whether you want to kneel.
把我们的心向主敞开来说，耶稣，我真的需要你，我时刻都需要你。
Open up your heart and begin to say to Jesus, Lord Jesus, I need you. Every moment I need you. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need you. Oh, Jesus.
Lord, I come. I come.Fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. And Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hourOh God, how I need grace is born, where grace is found, is where you are, where you are. Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Then, Lord, I need you. Oh, to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Sing Jesus. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
Well, we want to sing these words all the days of our lives.
我们需要你，我们真的何等的需要你。
Lord Jesus, we need you. How we need you.
我们一生都需要你。
All the days of our lives, we need you.
Moment by moment, day by day, we need you.
Amen. Amen.
主啊，把我们众人都交在你的手中。
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
谢谢你第一堂聚会与我们的同在。
At this very first.A meeting, you've been with us.
我们把明后天这未来的一天半的聚会都交在你的手中。
Give the following day and Sunday into your hands.
主啊，祝福你的仆人们，每一个你都用膏油来膏他们。
Lord, bless each and every one of the speakers. You come and anoint them.
把我们所需要的话，把这个世代所需要的信息传达出来。
Give us the words that we need to hear. The words that this generation needs to hear.
哦，让我们人在地上，但是我们的心却向着天而去。
That we are here on earth, but our heart is heavenly bound.
我们里面的生命虽然败坏，但是神儿子圣洁的生命要来取代我们。
Our life is corrupt, but the life of Jesus.We'll replace it.
主啊，让蜕变天天都发生在我们身上。
Oh Lord Jesus, we pray breakthrough is something that is happening every day.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
保守我们晚上都有很好的休息。
Give us a good night's rest tonight.
为我们赶逐所有的病毒、所有的生病、所有的搅扰、
oh, Lord,
所有仇敌的工作。
You cast away all the illness, all the disturbance of the enemy, all the work of the enemy.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
你让我们珍惜彼此在一起的时刻。
That we would treasure these moments when we are with one another.
谢谢主。
We thank you, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.